Chapter 2. The Case Against Free Will. I want to start by presenting the arguments against free will. Later, I'll try to figure out whether these arguments are any good. But in this chapter, I just want to formulate the arguments in the strongest way I can as the enemies of free will conceive of them. The central idea behind the arguments against free will is the idea of determinism, so I'll begin there. Determinism. Let's start off by thinking about pool balls. Suppose you hit a cue ball into an 8-ball, and the 8-ball goes into a corner pocket. Given the way that the cue ball hit the 8-ball, given the exact force of the impact and the exact way that the cue ball was spinning and so on, it seems that there was only one thing that the 8-ball could have done. In other words, it seems that the way the cue ball hit the 8-ball determined the path that the 8-ball would follow. It seems that the 8-ball couldn't have done anything else. You can think of this in terms of the laws of physics. It seems that the 8-ball was forced to behave in the way that it did by the laws of physics or the laws of nature. Determinism is the view that all events are like this. It's the view that every physical event is completely caused by prior events together with the laws of nature. Or, to put the point differently, it's the view that every event has a cause that makes it happen in the one and only way that it could have happened. Actually, this characterization of determinism is a bit rough. If you want a precise definition, we can say that determinism is the view that a complete statement of the laws of nature, together with a complete description of the universe at some specific time, logically entails a complete description of the universe at all later times. But however we define determinism, the main point I want to make here is that intuitively it seems right. Indeed, it can seem downright obvious. To see why, consider a different case involving pool balls. Suppose that we set up 2 balls right next to each other and that you and I hit them simultaneously, very lightly, with our pool cues. And suppose that my ball rolls 12 inches before stopping, whereas your ball rolls 12.1 inches. Given this, let's ask the following question. Why did